and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
After a couple of years with results that didn't measure up to what she wanted, Anna Zapp stepped in to become the coach of her daughter's second grade home soccer league and pushed her husband out of the way. Every Monday morning,
we now join Coach Anna Zapp's Monday morning presser. Star 99.9.
Come on, keep it up. Keep it in. Keep it in. Keep it in. Come on. Come on. Stay with it, Blue. Hayden, what are you doing back there? Let's go.
Yes, that would be me screaming. Norwalk Junior Soccer Association second and third grade girls Italian League Team 16 suffered its first loss of the season this past weekend. I'm sure you savages have questions, so I'm going to start with you, the reporter that looks like Snuffleupagus, just giant and very hairy.
Coach, half the team missing on Saturday. Any comment or insight as to why the teammates left their other players out there to suffer and lose on their own this past weekend?
All right. So it was a big first communion weekend. I had half my team getting their first communion. So they were all prettied up at church. Meanwhile, we were left there to die. But I will say this. They did play well, despite the fact that there was absolutely no subs. And really, we had no shot. So there's that. I'm going to move on. A tall female reporter that has become the spokesperson for Tinder.
Yes, thank you. There were multiple incidents of this one girl from another team getting knocked in the face with a ball. Mm-hmm. Can you discuss the conversation that you had with the ref following these hits?
Well, I'm not sure why this poor girl's young face kept getting in the way of the ball. And as it smacked her dead in the center for the second time, the referee asked me, should we give them the ball because you feel bad? Where I replied to the referee, who had best intentions at heart, no, that's part of the game. Sometimes the ball hits you in the face and we'll take the ball right where it dropped. So there was that. Yes. Let's move on. Large tattooed man that's wearing bagels as bracelets.
You kept yelling, Coach, glue, 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 glue during the game. What does that mean? What's glue?
Glue is a code word because for some reason the girls have forgot that when you do throw-ins, both feet must remain on the ground. So I had to come up with a secret word that I could scream so they would remember. So every time they went to do a throw-in, I would just yell glue like a frantic psychopath on the sidelines.
Oh.
Yep. All right. Ginger, that's so tall, her head is literally in the clouds right now.
There was a bit of unsportsmanlike conduct at the end of the game. Was that done on purpose because of the loss?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I knew you were going to ask about this. That was unintentional. At the end of the game, we're supposed to go and slap the other players and, like, you know, give them high fives to say good game. But I had brought munchkins, and we were so excited that we could finally eat the munchkins that we forgot that we had to congratulate the other team.
Wow.
So once the other coach said, Coach! You gonna do this or not? I quickly shoved a powdered one in my mouth and then made my way to give the high five. Yeah, so that's what happened. It was unintentional. Okay, and one last question and we're gonna wrap this up. Very, 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 very large man that looks like... What? Are you pregnant, sir?
Oh.
No?
No.
Okay, yes.
No. Thank you for asking, Coach. Mm-hmm. Were there any bright spots despite the loss this past weekend of both your dignity, mm-hmm. sportsmanship, mm-hmm. and the team as a collective?
Yeah, you know, for a game that I really thought that we didn't have much of a shot at because we really were missing a lot of the very big star players and things like that who have played travel and things like that, I think that the girls played incredibly well, you know, given the fact that there were no subs, nobody to go in and out. And at the end of the day, I was proud of them. And that's all I can say about that.